Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 6:49. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. UK sanctions far-right Israeli ministers for inciting violence against Palestinians. The UK has sanctions two far-right, this is according to BBC, two far-right Israeli ministers over repeated incitement of violence against Palestinian communities in the occupied West Bank. Again, according to BBC, Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich will both be banned from entering the UK and will have any assets in the UK frozen as part of the measure announced by the Foreign Secretary. It is part of a joint move with Australia, Norway, Canada, and New Zealand, and that was announced yesterday. What does this really mean? What does this mean for the ministers? What does it mean for Israel? And what does it mean for the state of the world? Mark Zell is an American Israeli lawyer. He's chairman of Republican Overseas Israel and vice president of Republicans Overseas. Mark Zell, good morning. Thank you for joining us again. How are you?
I'm great, Howard. Thank you for having me on in South Africa this morning.
It's a great, great pleasure. So, Mark, this is, obviously is quite it's a significant step, isn't it?
Well, that depends how you look at it. I mean, we don't expect really much else from the countries that you mentioned, given the fact that they openly support the International Criminal Court, which has already put our prime minister and a former defense minister under arrest warrant. So if for most of us here in Israel, this is not a significant event. In fact, as someone wrote just this morning, and I just tweeted, the more that the countries like Britain and Canada and so on, Australia, criticize Israel or sanction our leaders, the more resilient we are, the more resolute we are to fight and fight back against the evil that surrounds us on seven fronts, including Gaza, Yemen, and Iran.
Whereas I don't doubt the resilience, is this not part of an isolationist strategy that is fairly dangerous for Israel in the long term?
Well, I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
So really, not from Israel's side, but the attempt to isolate Israel, isolate Israelis.
That's an interesting use of the word isolation.
Yeah.
Used in a different context. But you're right. I mean, these countries are attempting to isolate Israel, to delegitimize Israel, impose criminal and civil sanctions against Israel and its leaders. I will tell you right now, I understand exactly why these governments have put these outrageous sanctions on Minister Ben-Gvir and Minister Smotrich, who I just saw at a wedding the other day, because they oppose the Hamas. They support utterly defeating Hamas and the other terrorists who are threatening the various existence of the state of Israel, including the state of Iran. I, Mark Zell, international lawyer, Israeli and United States citizen, also fully support those things. And if that means that the Britain and Australia and these other countries, Canada, are going to impose sanctions on me, let them do it. And I'll tell you one other thing. I stand fully behind what the United States Secretary of State Marco Rubio said yesterday, that he and the United States government condemn the actions by Britain and Canada and France and Norway to impose sanctions on the Israeli cabinet ministers, and have said specifically that these sanctions are utterly insupportable in terms of the attempts by the Americans and Israel and other free-thinking countries to restore a sense of order and peace and security in the Middle East. So, and our ambassador, U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, said that also yesterday. So this is the appropriate approach. Britain and France and these other countries and Australia, who just barred my good friend Hillel Fuld from entering entering Australia. This is a perversion of international law, international humanitarian law, and should be condemned, just as Secretary Rubio and Ambassador Huckabee did yesterday.
So just an update on that, because we did speak to Hillel Fuld yesterday. I see that Australia has looked at it and they've considered his appeal and rejected it. So at this stage, he remains banned to Hillel Fuld remains banned to travel to Australia for a period of 3 years. And this is really what I'm referring to. It's an absurdity where
I mean, here, I'm sorry to interrupt, Howard, but no, Hillel Fuld, his brother, Ari, was murdered, stabbed in the back by Palestinian terrorists not long ago in the shopping center where I, right near my office in the Etzion block. And Hillel Fuld has been standing up courageously to the world, explaining to the world the very nature of the terrorist threat against Israel and why Israel needs to confront it forcefully. And he, because of his views, Hillel Fuld has not done anything. Neither has Smotrich or Ben-Gvir done anything in the way of violence. I oppose violence on the part of anybody. Okay, but in the case of a war, when you're at war, how do you conduct a war unless you use force? And in a war, innocents will die, but nothing like what Hamas and its propagandists have said has happening in Gaza. And and under the criteria of Britain and its cohorts there, you know, John Spencer, the world's leading expert in urban warfare at West Point Academy in the United States, he too would be under sanctions because of supporting the humanitarian way in which Israel has been conducting this impossible conflict in Gaza.
So in a way, it's a very powerful tool to silence supporters of Israel, because what it does is it doesn't just ban those who have traveled there, but it makes other people a little bit nervous to stand up, because if I stand up, well, then maybe I'm going to face the same consequences should I wish to travel to Australia or anywhere else. And the result of that is very, very damning.
Absolutely correct, Howard. It is has a chilling, freezing effect on free speech. These issues should be debated openly. I'm not afraid to have those debates in any public forum with anybody who is prepared to discuss them in a civil manner. That is what we need to have. We need to have free and open debate. What we don't need is censorship through this kind of punitive sanctions against people who speak their mind.
And what about the other countries? And I know it's not about that, and it's a dangerous argument, but are we seeing the same focus and banning of other politicians who might have a view that is slightly uncomfortable for some?
Well, let me just tell you what the United States did under their previous administration. They put sanctions on people like me, including my clients, who oppose the delivery of humanitarian aid to Hamas in Gaza, and they were destroyed financially. Fortunately, we filed lawsuits in the United States, and President Trump, immediately upon taking office, canceled those outrageous executive orders that Joe Biden, the president, put. Yeah. So and these people were punished by the United States at that time. Fortunately, the United States has come to see the light with the advent of President Trump's administration, and things are changing. And I hope that his example and that of our prime minister here in Israel and other pro-Israel supporters around the world, including the countries that just applied those sanctions, will change the way people think and wake up to reality and return to sanity in terms of their politics.
Mm-hmm. A very, very dangerous trajectory. That is Mark Zell. Mark, thank you as always. Mark is an American Israeli lawyer, chairman of Republican Overseas Israel, and vice president of Republican Overseas, talking about the banning or the sanctions on the Israeli politicians. And this is a trend. As I said, we spoke with Hillel Fuld yesterday. His appeal has been rejected. He is now banned from traveling to Australia for 3 years, which is absolutely absurd. It is 7 o'clock. We're going to go to news headlines followed by the news. I'm Howard Feldman. Thank you for joining us.